This is Sydney Barrows, and I'm glad you're back. This is the second MP3 in Module 4 on the fear of change, breaking free of the devil that you know. One of the things that people who are stuck do is they resist making changes. That's why there are 4 parts to this module. I wanted to make sure we left no stone unturned. Now, presumably, you've already listened to the first MP3 as well as all of the others in this program, which were designed to be worked on in order. So by now, you should know the drill. The clearings for each section or subject can sound like there's no difference between them, but I promise you there are. It's important to get rid of as many permutations of each subject as possible because your subconscious mind has numerous versions of the same beliefs and programs. Not everything you hear is going to apply to you. Just sit there and listen and keep your mind as quiet as possible. Anything that is not in your highest and best good or doesn't belong to you, Source will, not do anything about it. So you are perfectly safe. Source will only do things that are in your highest and best good. Now, as you'll remember from the bonus audio, and because I've been repeating this in every recording, Source will not do an energy shift without your express permission, which is why you must say yes every time I ask you for permission. You can say yes very softly, as long as it's out loud, and do it with a smile on your face and in your heart. And as you're doing that, tell yourself in your mind that you intend to benefit in the highest possible way from whatever it is that you just gave permission for. I'll be entraining you to a theta brainwave state, which is a light trance, and it's particularly important that you are not driving, using a knife or any other sharp object, or doing anything else that requires your close attention. So let's get started. Find a comfortable spot where you won't be disturbed, preferably a place where there are no electronic devices, magazines, or anything else to distract you. If you're serious about getting the most out of this session, you'll receive the maximum degree of positive results when you simply sit there and just be. So, relax. Relax into your chair, its sofa, wherever it is you are. Quiet your mind and begin to pay attention to your breath. Feel the air as it enters your nostrils and follow it as it travels into your lungs, down into your belly. Breathe slowly and naturally, perhaps a bit more deeply than you usually do, but without forcing it. Relax even more and sink down into your heart space, wherever that feels right for you. And continue to breathe in and out. Now please give me your permission to connect with you energetically by saying yes. And give me a couple seconds to do that. Make that connection. Now we're going to remove a fairly long list of the negative and disempowering programming, which is made up of thoughts, feelings, ideas, beliefs, opinions, attitudes, emotions, perceptions, judgments, projections, conclusions, and anything else related to this that's specific to you that you have about change. And this covers change in yourself as well as making changes in general. I ask the Creator to remove the following programs. I'm not allowed to change. I'm not allowed to be who I'd need to be to change. I'm not allowed to do what I'd need to do to change. I'm not allowed to make the choices I'd need to make to change. I'm not allowed to make the changes I'd need to make to change. I'm not allowed to make a change. I'm not allowed to be who I'd need to be to make a change. I'm not allowed to do what I'd need to do to make a change. I'm not allowed to make the choices I'd need to make a change. I'm not allowed to make the changes I'd need to make a change. I'm not able to change. I'm not able to be who I'd need to be to change. I'm not able to do what I'd need to do to change. I'm not able to make the choices I'd need to change. I'm not able to make the changes I'd need to change. I'm not able to make a change. I'm not able to be who I'd need to be to make a change. I'm not able to do what I'd need to do to make a change. I'm not able to make the choices I'd need to make a change. I'm not able to make the changes I'd need to make a change. I'm not ready to change. I'm not ready to be who I'd need to be to change. I'm not ready to do what I'd need to do to change. I'm not ready to make the choices I'd need to make to change. I'm not ready to make the changes I'd need to make a change. I'm not ready to make a change. I'm not ready to be who I'd need to be to make a change. I'm not ready to do what I'd need to do to change. I'm not ready to make the choices I'd need to make to change. I'm not ready to make the changes I'd need to make to change. I'm not willing to do what I'd need to do to change. I'm not willing to make the choices I'd need to make to change. I'm not willing to make a change. I'm not willing to be who I'd need to be to make a change. I'm not willing to do what I'd need to do to make a change. I'm not willing to make the choices I'd need to make a change. I'm not willing to make the changes I'd need to make a change. I lack the sincere desire to change. I lack the sincere desire to do what I'd need to do to change. I lack the sincere desire to make the choices I'd need to make a change. I lack the sincere desire to make the changes I'd need to make a change. I lack the sincere desire to be who I'd need to be to change. I lack the sincere desire to make a change. I lack the sincere desire to be who I'd need to be to make a change. I lack the sincere desire to do what I'd need to do to make a change. I lack the sincere desire to make the choices I'd need to make a change. I lack the sincere desire to make the changes I'd need to make a change. I can't change. I can't be who I'd need to be to change. I can't do what I'd need to do to change. I can't make the choices I'd need to make to change. I can't make the changes I'd need to make to change. I can't make a change. I can't be who I'd need to be to make a change. I can't do what I'd need to do to make a change. I can't make the choices I'd need to make a change. I can't make the changes I'd need to make a change. And anything else related to this that's specific to you, known and unknown, to be included, and for it all to be released, healed, dissolved, deactivated, and cleared from your body, your mind, your spirit, all four belief levels, every cell in the cellular memory in your body, all of your energy fields and energy bodies, and sent up to Creator's light to be transmuted into love and light, and for this to be completed now. If I have your permission to do this, please say yes and give me a few moments to complete it. Now I'm going to ask Source to replace everything that we just deactivated and cleared with the exact opposite positive energies and any other empowering energies that Source selects specifically for each one of you at this time. And for it all to be downloaded, instilled, integrated, and activated into your body, your mind, your spirit, all four belief levels, every cell and the cellular memory in your body, all of your energy fields and energy bodies, and for this to be completed now. Please give me your permission to do this by saying yes and give me a few moments to complete it. Now we're going to download the energy of intention, that any energy shifts that you've made today that have prevented energy work you previously experienced from being processed and activated to now be processed, activated in the highest and best way in accordance with your divine timing, which is determined by Source. Please say yes to allow me to do this and give me a few moments to complete it. Now we're going to finish up by asking Source to energetically update and align all of your energy fields and energy bodies, to synchronize them with your etheric body, and to bring all of them into balance with your divine path. If I have your permission to do this, please say yes, and this takes a little bit longer, so give me several moments to complete it. That was really nice. That felt good. Sit quietly for another minute or two, and if you have some water handy, please drink some of it. As you know, water helps your body wash out old energy, so it's really a good idea to drink a lot of it when you're experiencing energy shifts like these. Now, some of you may have felt energy leaving your body or your energy field during the clearing, and some of you may feel lighter in some way. Some of you will feel nothing at all, and that's fine. It doesn't mean nothing happened. It just means that you didn't feel it, and that's okay. Now, as the days pass, be aware of how you may be feeling differently or thinking differently or reacting to things differently now that the fears having to do with change have been released and those positive energies have replaced them. Now, some of you may notice a change immediately, but more often than not, it does take a sleep cycle, maybe even two or three, before you can tell a difference. Now keep an eye out when it comes to making choices. That will probably be one of the first results that you notice. Because when opportunities come to you in order to do something about them, you must make a choice. And by making a choice, in effect, you're also making a change. You're going to be doing something different. So that will probably be the first thing that you'll notice. And it could be something really small, just like buying something different at the supermarket than you might normally buy. That's making a change. So, keep your mind open with respect to all of the different kinds of changes that you could come across. And it really is a good idea to keep a journal, because then you can look back and you can see, hey, things really are working. And that's always a good affirmation to have, that, things really are moving ahead. And please do resist the urge to listen to more than one MP3 a day. There are only two more after this, I know. But it really is preferable to not listen to one, to wait for 48 hours between the MP3s. Because your body really does need a chance to process and integrate the energy shifts that you just made. It needs time to acclimate to the absence of the old negative energies and the presence of the new ones. So please be kind to yourself and kind to your body and give it time to adjust. Again, please be sure to drink lots of water for the next several days. If possible, get plenty of sleep. And as you've heard me say before, it's possible but not likely that you might experience a bit of a reaction after receiving a healing like this one. And those reactions could be physical, psychological, or emotional. If this does happen to you, don't be concerned. It's normal. It doesn't happen a lot, but when it does happen, it's normal. So the best thing to do is to really welcome the energies as proof that, the energies are moving. That's, how better to know that they're moving when you can really feel it somehow. So it's a good thing. And I've also found, my clients have found, that when you welcome them and when you thank them for being evidence that, things are moving along, they tend to either go away completely right afterwards, or they subside much more quickly. Sometimes it's hard in the moment to remember to do that, but eventually remember, especially if it's an energy that you don't like all that much. But to be honest with you, most people don't have any reactions at all unless they've overloaded their system because they listen to too many MP3s at one time. So don't expect them. Just don't be surprised if something does briefly show up. Now I'm going to disconnect from you energetically after washing away any energies that you may have picked up from me while we've been together. Give me a second to do that. Thank you so much for listening, and enjoy these new energies and being free of the old ones. This is Sydney Barrows wishing you a great rest of the day.